This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it! Look!
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, chicken, turkeys, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 21st of November, 2025, and you are on the clock with Harvest Green. Because I get them beans, greens, tomato, potatoes, hogs. I go into Long Island, of course. I love it. I love it. Welcome, welcome back to On the Clock. I got a full show today. Let me start the show. Did you guys know the jollification is happening this weekend, guys?
I did.
That's right.
Starting this evening for members at the retreat. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you're heading out to Jollification this weekend to support hundreds of local vendors with either locally made goods with or made with locally sourced products, right, or made by the hands of Bahamians, come out and support Bahamians in some local trade and economy.
Yes.
Jollification also features the best of, well, when I say this, the best of Family Island craft.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, I know if the best ain't there this year, they could be there next year because my cousin's in Auckland saying, Green, what you talking about?
Uh-huh.
And we may not be there.
Uh-huh.
You know who was there last year? Barilla was there last year. Your own Bahamian Cascarilla Liqueur Company.
Okay, then.
I mean, we like the other guy because we grow up with him, but
right,
now
right.
My cousins say I in the business.
And that's what it's called, Barilla?
Barilla, right? Barilla Liqueurs. We got it, Bahamas. We got the things that we need, right? Did y'all know we could even grow rice here? Did you know we could grow peanuts here? So when I saw that picture of aspirant MP Bastion, aspirant, right? That's it. Candidate nominated for Fort Charlotte, handing out a sack of peanuts to Rastaman. I thought that's a good step, right?
Yeah.
But behind the camera, I hope you were setting up the meeting so you could show Rasta how they could start growing their own peanuts locally, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway,
awesome.
The most beautiful thing about Jollification is when all of those ideas and energy come together in one place. It's just magical and more ideas. It's like love is something if you give it away. Ideas
are
something if you give them away. Anyway, Jollification this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Retreat Village Road. Dear Bahamians, please don't park on the sidewalk. The sidewalk ain't old enough yet for you to park on it. It ain't mature yet. The concrete ain't cure enough yet. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, please, don't park on the sidewalk. Where are the drunk people supposed to walk to get back to their car? Because you know we're going to have a good time at Jollification. While you're there, check out the Seasonal Sunshine Bahamas and SG Ranch booth. As always, prizes and surprises. Sometimes the surprises are other vendors. We always have a variety of things in our booth, and you can always get your world-famous rum fingers, perfect for church, prayer meeting, or parliament. If they genuflect in the space, you're safe to put it to your face. Have a sip, wet your lip, then lock it and put it back in your pocket. You guys, let's go out and support Bahamians this weekend. And of course, you know they're going to have a junkanoo rush out.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have that. So if you got a junkanoo to a banker because you wasn't sure if you was going to have junkanoo, they're going to have junkanoo there. All right, let's get into our show. Joining me this morning, I have representatives from AML, Abaco Markets Limited, and we have a representative from the Bahamas Feeding Network. And we are talking about the AML Feed 5000 Christmas program. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Bahamas.
Now, listen, as always, I bring snack. Y'all ain't bring snack. But let's talk about...
We know better next time.
That's okay. Right. But okay. Let's talk about how we are going to ensure this season that as many people as possible could have a plate. See, a lot of us young people, as we reconciling with this world and how our personal and collective economies shrink, we have to celebrate things differently because we don't have enough money to do it the way y'all used to do it, right? So for many of us, that Christmas plate, that holiday plate, that has become a symbol of family, community, and love, mm-hmm. right? And I may be estranged from my family, but they don't never turn no one away at Christmas because they understand the value of a plate. And Bahamas Feeding Network and AML Foods are here to help others realize that, be a part of the culture, because the plate is more than just food in the Bahamas. Good morning, ladies. Tell us where I need to go, how I could donate my coins, my dollars, my electronic monies. Tell me how I could support this year.
That's right. Good morning, everyone. Aaron, you are so right when it comes to the season of giving and the holiday and how it impacts, you know, the family at large, especially those who suffer from some level of food insecurity. And so this year, being AML's 10th annual Feed 5000 initiative, we have ushered in the season of giving with a $50,000 injection into this initiative. So I want to start off there, mm-hmm. you know. And while this seems like a lot, we still need your help because we are catering to three different islands of communities. We're catering to Nassau, Eleuthera, Grand Bahama, actually four, and Exuma.
All right.
And so we've partnered with some amazing organizations like the Bahamas Feeding Network here in Nassau, the Grand Bahama Red Cross in Freeport, as well as the Salvation Army of Eleuthera and the Exuma Foundation. Now, how can you help? We're calling on everyone who's listening right now, whether you're a part of a civic group, you're an individual who just want to make a meaningful impact this holiday season, to walk into an AML food store near you. There's one in every community, and those stores includes Solomon's Yamacraw. We have Solomon's Fresh Market, Harbor Bay. We have Solomon's Fresh Market, Old Fort Bay in Freeport. We have Solomon's Lucaya, Solomon's Downtown. We have Costrite, as well as all of our Domino's stores, including Eleuthera Markets in Eleuthera, and the Exuma Markets. And so we're inviting you in the store to make a donation at the register. Mm-hmm. We're saying to you, no amount is too small. And so there are different ways in which you can donate. So if you at this time yourself have been, you know, going through some difficulties and you're like, oh, you know, I don't have it. I don't have those dollars. And you've shopped any of our Solomon stores recently, a part of our loyalty program, you can donate points. Mm-hmm. And so you've been stacking up those points all year round. That's another way to donate. Another way to donate is when you shop any of our online platforms, whether it's Domino's, shopping Domino's, www.dominos242.com, or shopping costrightnassau.com or solomonsyamacraw.com, you are able to make a donation via the mm-hmm. online shopping platforms. And so there are many ways for you to donate towards this great initiative. Over the last 9 years, I can say to you that we have been able to distribute over 500,000 food vouchers to persons in need. So this alone says to you, the need is necessary.
Absolutely. And here's the food voucher isn't just one meal.
No.
The food voucher is a small pantry for a family.
Yes. And so we, you know, before when we initially launched the program, we would say to persons, you know, donate a $50 donate $50 towards a package, donate half of the package of $25, and we would give those goods. But then we seem to realize that there are persons who are struggling with some health issues. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so while they need help, they need nutritious items, they need nutritious meals, mm-hmm. or they have preferences. Some persons don't eat meat. And so we want to cater to these people in all ways that we know that we can help them. Mm-hmm. And so this is why we have now resorted to making the donations at the register and then in turn giving those donations to the charitable organizations we've partnered with, like the Bahamas mm-hmm. Feeding Network, who has over 100 feeding parcels under their belt. So Artists. They can then mm-hmm. Disburse those Indeed. Gift cards to persons who are in need.
And or have them there. For example, just this week, Erin, I had somebody call from a service club and say, Miss Archer, somebody reach out to us. This lady, she's working. She's got two kids. Husband just got killed recently. But she just doesn't have enough to get her to the end of the week. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have any food or any gift vouchers. And, it, you know, in an instance like that, if we don't have any food in there, we could go and pull out one of those gift vouchers because we keep a couple for ourselves just in case you didn't know. Because we get walk-ins every day, every single day. You know, so we're able to help like that. Those gift vouchers come in so handy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want your big money. We'd love to have a $50,000 corporate sponsor, but we'll take your dollar too.
Absolutely. Every dollar counts.
Every dollar projects.
So while you were speaking, it reminded me of resilience, mm-hmm. right? And we believe that resilience is I can figure out how to do it by myself. With no other help. Mm-hmm. That's not what resilience is.
No.
What resilience is that I have the ability to identify what is help around me.
Yes.
And to connect to it, right? And mm-hmm. so when you made the point about the working mother mm-hmm. who just needed to stretch,
mm-hmm. yes.
right? Mm-hmm. Make the ends meet. Mm-hmm. Resilience is understanding that, look, I can hold my dignity. I'm working, but I still need help. Right?
Indeed.
And that's resilience, is saying, Indeed. Listen, I can Indeed. Get there and just do this little thing. And because then when you're there, you realize, okay, you know what? Let me call Mary right now and mm-hmm. say, Mary, look here, I know you have to with the kids and they doing mm-hmm. this thing, so you need a little extra. Check out the pantry, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And you know, statistics has proven that one in every three persons suffer from some level of food insecurity. Mm-hmm. And so we have to live with this notion that hunger does not have a face. So you cannot look at a person and say that, oh, she's dressed well every day. She's going to work every day. But do you know what this person is collecting at the end of the week? Do you know what their cost of living is like for them? You know, with the overheads, with making sure the kids has food every day to go to school, you know, paying whatever bills. What is a mother left with? And what is a father left with? Because in some cases, you have single fathers.
Yes, sir.
You understand? Yes, not just single mothers. And you can't say, oh, he's a strong man. He looks like he's strong and strapping. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are people who face some challenges. True. And, you know, we have to think of them in this sense and understand that people go through situations no matter how well they look. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage everyone, you know, if you can, to make a donation. Even if you're not shopping any of our AML food stores, go into the store and make a difference, because we know that hunger has a trickling effect. And so if parents can't find the funds, of course, those kids are going to suffer. And mm-hmm. that is who, you know, we want to ensure has help.
Whether the kids don't get to school, whether they, because of their hunger and frustration, they're more susceptible mm-hmm. to predators who see their need, right? There's just so many things. I'm thinking, if I were a priest right now, I'd show young people, look here, you know, marriage is costly, mm-hmm. but co-parenting is even more costly, mm-hmm. right? And you think of when you make that split, the person that leaves the marital home or the caregiving home where the children are,
yes.
they often have to support that home that they just left. Absolutely. And support themselves, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. pantries like this are, like in the States, these are tools that people are able to access to keep going.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. To keep going. Like when dad has the kids, just need a little extra help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he could go to Burger King, mm-hmm. or he could go to here, or he could go to there, or he could go to my friend Bamboo, but being able to pick up a bag of rice.
Yes.
And something more stable.
Yes.
Right? It just means so much. And dear parents, we know you're all struggling, right? Like we often have this thing, mm-hmm. why are these people always on the fast food line and they say they broke? Because you don't understand the economy of managing a kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And many young people, mm-hmm. as they're starting off at life, they're not taught that. Like, look, when you get in your first living situation, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you need to figure out how you're going to budget your way back to your grammy kitchen.
Yeah.
Right, right, yes, how you going to be able to have the same things in your kitchen yeah. your grammy have
had.
To make the yeah. food taste the yeah. same?
Yes. We need to teach them though, Erin. We need yeah. to teach them, okay? I remember we had a young teacher with us. When I was in teaching, and one of my colleagues, we had collected some money for her and the children, and one of my colleagues took her to the food store and just watched to see what she picked. She was picking up the mac and cheese, the microwavable. And so she let her pick up, and then she said, okay, now watch this, right? So then she made her put that back, grab two of the Kraft, what a generic
boys, yeah.
right? Yes. And she showed her how she could fill up her basket.
And save.
Uh-huh. Make it at home. Make yeah. it at home,
and
right?
Listen, big macaroni and cheese is costly, right? However, you're making a big pan. Mm-hmm. Slice them so pieces up. Come on. Wrap them up and freeze them up yeah. for the rest yeah. of the week.
I like to speak mm-hmm. to, when we give out the parcels, I like to speak to people to find out, you know, how they make it. And man, listen, mm-hmm. creativity.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people who are willing to be creative, and then there's some people who want to be, you know, unappreciative and, well, why this ain't in there this month and why that ain't in there this month. So, of course, when we purchase things, too, we change based on the prices of things because we want to put more, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And so, like, understanding this space is important for donors because resentment can build up quickly, right?
Absolutely.
You say, man, what they doing with the money? But then we realize that, you know what? Nobody taught them how to balance
yes.
the budget
yes.
and
yes.
how to make it work, right?
Yes.
And these things are needed. Another thing I like about the rewards point system,
uh-huh.
like I don't have any children, but if I did, what a wonderful way to teach children about tithing. Not just the rote and the ritual of it, you know, you do it every mm-hmm. Sunday,
mm-hmm. Yes.
but the value of it, right? Like, listen, while we are in the food store with our big eyes,
uh-huh.
buying these things for us,
mm-hmm.
like, just remember, as you're making that decision, you're going to share a
yes.
portion of what you have
yes.
with somebody else.
Yes.
And that helps kids to to navigate this space, the empathy, the spatial awareness, mm-hmm. the compassion, the community, the contribution, and the volunteerism. Anyway, we're going back to a break. Let me hear this music. I thought I hear potato just now, producer. I make myself hungry at the beginning of the show. Be easy with my belly. You guys stay tuned. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock. We're going to be right back.
As you live in harmony. So move on up, people. Let's get together.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a fresh start with a personal loan at Fidelity. You could win refreshing prizes like a luxurious spa day, jumbo gift certificates, a cruise for two, and more. Make that move to a fresh start today. Call 356-7764. Promotion ends December 19th.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
new day is dawning. Let's put our heads together and face.
Welcome back, producer man. This could have been the theme song for the Love Boat, though. I mean, it's just so, I want to say it's so worldly, right? Like growing up watching TV from the early 80s, this is music I heard on the internet.
Yes.
I would say on the internet, on the satellites. Old people internet with satellites,
Thank
on
you.
The satellites. Mm-hmm. Oh boy, okay. AML Feed 5000 program. Let's remind people again the various ways that they can donate this year.
Yes. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about AML's 10th annual Feed 5000 initiative. It's running from November 3rd to December 17th. So listen, you have limited time to get in stores and make a donation. AML has helped you guys with jumpstarting the initiative with a $50,000 injection. However, we need your help. Whether you're a part of Corporate Bahamas, a civic group, or a regular individual just wanting to make a meaningful difference in the life of a family this holiday. We're inviting you in store to either make a donation at the register. The cost of a holiday package is $50. You can make that $50 donation. You could donate towards that package of $50, let's say $25. You can donate a portion of that package. Whether it's $5, any amount we're saying to you is not small. Donate today. You can either give any of your My Solomon Smart Reward points, mm-hmm. or you can shop online and make a donation online via Domino's or walk in store today at a Domino's near you.
Now, I need you all to get Central Bank and Sand Dollar involved, right?
Yeah.
As a vendor, mm-hmm. sometimes I receive payment via Sand Dollar, especially at festivals and events, right?
Okay.
And I have my Sand Dollar wallet for specific things, mm-hmm. right?
Like yes.
ease of topping up my phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Always wonderful, right?
Yes.
But if there's a charitable organization that receives, will accept Sand Dollar, then that's where I go. I go straight to my Sand Dollar wallet mm-hmm. and I make that exchange.
Mm. Oh, wow. That's yeah. amazing. Thank you for that mm-hmm. idea. So Sand Dollar, we'll be reaching out to you next year. I think it might be a bit late
yeah.
at this stage, but we love that idea, Aaron, and we're definitely going to reach out to them. But, you know, while we're speaking about corporate partners, I want to shout out Insurance Management.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every year they commit $5,000 to the Feed 5000, and that is a huge incentive in terms of donation, and we are forever grateful. We're forever grateful for Guardian Radio 96.9 for the last 9 years. Mm-hmm. I must say that you guys have fully endorsed us in terms of media coverage. We want to say a huge thank you to you guys because, you know, while that's not a donation, when you think of what it costs, you know.
It is a donation.
It is
that's
a great
a huge
donation, you know. And so I say thank you to Guardian Radio, mm-hmm. you know, for helping us in the fight against hunger in the Bahamas.
Well, listen, I'm looking into the future. Yesterday, we had One Eleuthera Foundation on, right? And we did a year in review.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the focus areas or foci for the organization this year has been in the agricultural space, right? Developing local agriculture, connecting agriculture directly to tourism, to entrepreneurship, right? And they
yes.
have some excellent growth programs. So I'm thinking now for next year, right?
Yes.
We're going to connect One Eleuthera Foundation and local farmers, whether mm-hmm. on island, because you have a Eleuthera program, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The schools with agricultural programs so that we can, with intention, plant a crop for the purpose of processing to add value to that produce to make a donation to the Feed 5000 program. Mm.
That's amazing.
Right? Like mm-hmm. if we grow in pumpkin,
yes.
And we know Bahamians love pumpkin, whether
yes.
there's pumpkin in the rice or pumpkin in the soup or pumpkin in the stuffing, or you taking the salmon and you stuffing it with mushroom and pumpkin. But we love
mm-hmm.
pumpkin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We're growing pumpkin. We're going to process it. We're going to cut it up. Some of it we're going to blanch and freeze. Some of it we're going to move out fresh. Some of it we're going to turn into pumpkin pie filling.
I'm an initiative together right now. I'm
yeah.
thinking a Feed 5000 Farmers Market.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I
right.
love that.
Because
giving away all the free produce
let me tell you something
that
about
is donated.
Bahamians, we get some farmers, they love to grow. They want to be a part of God's network.
Yes.
God, let me help you bring these mm-hmm. things to mm-hmm. fruition. They don't
yes.
care what happened to the crop,
you're
you know.
You're right.
But there are people who are like, you do the growing and I do the processing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we can go online to donate.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We can go in-store and mm-hmm. donate cash mm-hmm. or reward points.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or if we pay in with our credit card, yes. we can make a donation.
Yes.
And we can go to Domino's. Mm-hmm. So listen.
And see, when you're checking out your Domino's online, just
you can make a donation.
Yes, and so there, I think we do have variations online for Domino's 1, 3, and 5. So you can donate up to $5. However, you can walk in store now and donate at the register in store Domino's.
Okay.
So shout out to Domino's team for making that happen.
Awesome.
Yes,
absolutely, uh-huh. absolutely. Like I say, I love it.
It's Friday.
The program becomes like a cultural movement.
I like that.
Teach your kids how to tithe. Teach your kids how to support people with empathy and compassion,
yes.
right? And then what I love about it, like, not only are we giving out vouchers so people can have personal agency and select what they want mm-hmm. and
yes.
what they need, mm-hmm. right? But we're not partaking in this charity porn culture where we have to display us helping
giving.
Other people,
exactly.
right?
Yes.
With
the sort of lack of proximity, the privacy gives people dignity reaffirms
mm-hmm.
it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's one of the reason why we partnered with these NGOs on the various islands that we, you know, host the initiative, like the Bahamas Feeding Network in Nassau. They have relationships mm-hmm. with those persons, you know, who come to them every day. Mm-hmm. Then the Grand Bahama Red Cross, they've already been in community for so many years doing the work that it is that they do. They have, you know, been counseling members of community and assisting those persons with food aids and even clothing. Mm-hmm. Then we have the Exuma Foundation, who has built the same rapport, and the Salvation Army. So we know that the organizations that AML Foods has partnered with are reputable. Mm-hmm. And they are making a difference in the lives of persons every day. So I want to commend you, Nikki, on the job that you do every day, because, you know, I get to see it firsthand when I walk into the Bahamas Feeding Network in Fox Hill, and I see Miss Scully.
I was just going to say.
And I see Miss Scully, you know, Miss Bahamas Feeding Network, Miss Scully. You know,
absolutely.
Every day just helping the mm-hmm. people in the Fox Hill mm-hmm. community and many other communities, you know,
yeah.
because I've been a witness to her saying, listen, we have a waiting list,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to give you a package
yep.
today.
Yep.
Not tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to add you to this waiting list. And so the fact that we have people waiting on a list
mm-hmm.
to be helped with food,
yeah.
this alone is an issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to do our civic duty, whether it's as an individual, as a group. We have to do it to make sure that mm-hmm. our neighbors, you know, mm-hmm.
so
are helped.
I'm the face of Bahamas Feeding Network, the voice of Bahamas, Mrs. Scully and her volunteers. They are the heart of the network.
How do we connect with the network? Social media presence
Absolutely.
And contact information.
Yep. So we're on social media, Bahamas Feeding Network, on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on LinkedIn. And we are on Fox Hill Road, 3 doors south of the police station. Okay. Or some people don't say, Demi, I don't know what way is south. South is going down towards the roundabout.
Yeah. Okay.
Directly mm-hmm. opposite a barbershop. You can't miss us. 2-story yellow building. We are there from 8 to 4, Monday to Friday. Those are the official hours. And like I said, online you can find us, BahamasFeedingNetwork.org. All of our details for contact are there.
All right. Okay, listen, dear young people, I had an idea come in my brain just now. Probably because I'm hungry, right? But the point is this. Young content creators.
Yes.
People who are looking for a way to go viral, to make your mark. You all start a video channel
mm-hmm.
where we do struggle to save your meals. From struggle to savior, right? Like
mm-hmm.
where we take things that, like the pig feet sauce. Who was the first person to make pig feet sauce? Who's the first person to look at them trotters and say, you know what? I think I can make that taste like sense.
We gonna eat that.
They say that those things came from the fact that back in the day, the slaves would take whatever the masters didn't use
right.
it?
So watch this. We have this thing in our collective cuisine called grouper.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now everybody say grouper is the best fish. I want grouper. Heretics. Blasphemy. Right? Grouper is not nearly even the best tasting fish in the water. Like I tell you all, generally, I'm very neutral, but I have my biases, and this is one of them. But you know how Grupo became, it became the staple. Like young people think Grupo is our national fish.
That's your theory.
Tourists don't like bone in their fish. North Americans, global north, they're trepidatious about bone in their fish. Grupo is a big, fat, meaty filet fish. So we sell Grupo. We export it. We make the money on it. Right? But because we were making plenty money on it, people mistook that for it being a great fish. That's not why we make plenty money on it. We make plenty money on it because it don't have no bone. But we mistook that price tag as a sign of popularity. Grupo is a trash fish. It's a scavenger.
I love me some hogfish. I don't know if you've had hogfish. I love hogfish.
Let's talk fish now.
And what's sweeter than barracuda?
And it's my
favorite. So let's talk about barracuda for a second. Because right now, somebody said the devil is a liar. And then you said barracuda. Not because it don't taste good. But because you take a risk when you eat barracuda. Right. So here's the rules. Here are the rules for eating barracuda. Right. Also, always discuss it with your Grammy, your priest, and the police officer before you eat any barracuda.
Make sure it's the smallest, eh?
I got one in my freezer right now.
The barracuda that are poisonous are the ones that are eating the metal and the debris that shouldn't be in the ocean. They're eating that stuff and it develops the poison. A poison develops inside them, right? So the rule is, you need to know the fisherman that caught the barracuda.
Exactly.
That's my first rule. Now, mind you, I live near the water and I know plenty of fishermen. So I kind of say, you got to know the fisherman that you buy your barry from. And you got to look them in the eye when you're asking them the question. Because a barry that is caught by itself, that's a reject. School rejected them because they know this boy he ain't been following the rules.
Full of metal.
He be out gallivanting. You a danger, right? So if you know if barracuda is caught by itself, it's very likely that's a poisonous barracuda, right? But if the barracuda is caught in a school, a large school, it's likely that it's not poisonous, right? Now, y'all don't play with this. I put the barracuda outside and the ants eat it so I know it's good.
Don't try that.
No, no. You see the ants eat it and then they dead on the way back out, then you know it's not good, right? But anyway, these are important things for our young people to know. I come in right now, producer, for our Family Island residents, right? We think, man, what the hell do they need? Man can't live by fish alone. We need to supplement our diet. Anyway, we go into a break. I got to find me a snack because Frankie Zhivago Young say. It's not good for making tea. Whee!
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I went down by the river to fetch me a bucket of water. I went down by the river to fetch me a bucket of water. There I met a young maiden, On her head she was heavy laden. I asked her what was she selling. The young lady, she started spending. Pumpkin, bananas, peas and corn, breadfruit, lime, lemon, orange, cassavas, potato, onions, carrots. That's not good for making tea. Whee!
Welcome back, welcome back. Ministry of Agriculture, please make this your theme song. Yay. For 2026. Frankie Zhivago, young, always keeping us young. And guess what? This morning I woke up, I was blessed with a video on my feed. Somebody sent me to TikTok. It must have been a young person. He always on TikTok. It was a clip of Harry Belafonte and Odette performing There's a Hole in the Bucket.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And then Odette look at handsome Harry Belafonte and say, well, fix it. Yeah, Henry, that's how you have to talk to handsome man. That's how you have to talk to them, or else they be all around the place obeying you with their looks and their voice and their magic, just like Frankie Zhivago Young. Anyway, let's get back to Feed 5000 program, because man shall not live by laughter alone, right? And that's what this script, man shall not live by bread alone. It means that you should live a full life, and you should experience blessings and bounty in all of your life, right? And Feed 5000 is aiming to help people feel full and whole mm-hmm. in their life by being able to participate mm-hmm. normal, like normal kids, right? People. And children deserve this. They want to be a part of the whole, and they want to be like everybody else. Feed the 5,000 enables families to provide the same holiday Christmas spirit mm-hmm. in yeah. their mm-hmm. homes as everybody else. Once again, we're going to walk through the ways that you can donate mm-hmm. this year's program.
Yes, so you can donate at any of our Solomon's Fresh Market or Cross-Right locations in Nassau, Freeport, or Exuma and Eleuthera. You can actually make a donation with your My Solomon Smart Rewards mm-hmm. points. You can donate a check as well as via shopping online, any of our shopping platforms for any of the AML food brands online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Good stuff. Okay, I was just thinking just now, there's a young man by the name of Zion who was making soup mm-hmm. mixes. He's selling the store. He make the soup and then he freeze dry it into a powder. And so you package it. You just open the package, add water. Put your toe in it, though. Because your grandma's put her toe in it. Put your toe in it. Right? Dear farmers, you need you a freeze dryer.
Yeah.
Right? So that you could make the pumpkin soup, freeze dry it, package it up, make it shelf stable, send it to the Bahamas Feeding Network,
that
or say, hey, AML, look here. We want to donate. We want to donate to your program at the same time. Mm-hmm. Run the product in the store and let's see if people like it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's so many ways that we can support Bahamians.
It's so good to see some of the Bahamian things on the shelf now. In the,
you're right. You know, we little, do have a buy Bahamian section.
Little Johnny cake mix. Mm-hmm. Little what else I see? And of course, all of the processed things, the jams and mm-hmm. the, but yeah, that's amazing.
And a wider variety of things, right? Like there's one company called The Goat.
Yes, yes.
She thinks she is the goat, but challenge, right? They are spicing up everything.
Right? You got it?
Yeah.
Even in the candy.
So your guava jam mm-hmm. have a little spice mm-hmm. to it. With, see, that could work with the coconut bread
yes.
and the salted
absolutely.
Butter.
Absolutely.
We know what we're doing, and we could do it for ourselves,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I have a text here. I will have a viral video where I will make things flourish in the fall, because once Harvest Green is present, everything will flourish. Mm-hmm. But listen, once empathy and compassion are present,
yeah.
ideas will flourish, mm-hmm. community will flourish, support will flourish. AML, Feed the 5,000. Okay, Harbor Bay, Old Fort Bay.
Solomon's Yamacraw.
Solomon's Yamacraw.
They would be our Nassau stores as well as all Domino's locations in Nassau.
Bop, bop, bop.
Yep, and then we have Grand Bahama. We have Solomon's Downtown. We have Solomon's Lucaya as well as Cross-Right Wholesale Club.
All right.
In Eleuthera, there's Eleuthera Markets, and proceeds from there will go to the Salvation Army in Governor's Harbor. And then we have the Exuma markets. Mm-hmm. And we're connected with the Exuma Foundation in Exuma. And so we've thought to actually host this initiative on all of the islands in which, you know, we service communities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
To AML make sure is amazing. That they are amazing.
And so to give you an idea, we're not just giving one time of the year, and Nicolette could definitely
I was just about to say that, okay? So let me say it for her. First of all, I want to congratulate them on their 50th anniversary, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. AML is now 50 years old, and then this is their 10th year of doing the Feed the 5,000. They don't just do this at Christmas time, okay? Mm-hmm. So we get a snackathon when it's time to send the kids back to school. Because, yeah. you know, we have it so that if the children ain't got no food, they ain't going to school, all right? Yeah. So we have gift certificates at that time so that the parents could go into the stores and get. And then there's one earlier in the year,
yep.
right? In the first half of the year, mm-hmm. there's another time. So when you hear them shouting out to donate, give it to them, man, because they serious. And they put, like, what I like is they putting their own money in first.
Yeah.
$50,000 ain't no drop in the bucket.
And I want to say this, that when we started back in 2016, we actually started with a $10,000 injection. Mm-hmm. So this can actually speak. I mean, where we're at in terms of injection now speaks, you know, to the impact it has made. You know, it has become somewhat of compassion and community spirit mm-hmm. for everyone involved in this initiative over the last 9 years. And, you know, we're truly grateful to be that company that gives to our community. In fact, we have recently launched a program called Fruitful Futures, and we have been making donations of fruits for the kids in the communities that we serve.
Awesome.
So one of those communities here in Nassau is the Thelma Gibson School. Mm-hmm. So we service them with fruits for breakfast every day.
That's where all the Gnap gone.
Yeah.
There wasn't no Gnap on the street. You haven't been chewing all the Gnap.
And they love Gnap. The oranges, the bananas, you know, all of those wonderful fruits and nutritious fruits that we know that they would love for breakfast. You know, we've been mm-hmm. making it happen every day.
So you don't have to feel bad about mm-hmm. giving mm-hmm. AML your money, because you get it coming back into the community. You yeah. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It feels good to know that people are recognizing. Every day people are coming and spending and spending and spending. You know, mm-hmm. I could give a little something back.
And then we talked about the multitude of ways that the meal, like the way it serves the client, right?
Yes.
You want to see the impact of your donation? When you drive in on the road immediately between 2:45 and 3:30,
mm-hmm.
and you see those kids slugging along, taking forever to cross the road,
mm-hmm.
but that's because they don't have any energy
mm-hmm.
because
no.
they had insufficient mm-hmm. food fuel mm-hmm. for their day, right? When you see the driver with a slow response time mm-hmm. and you say, man, miss, I've been waiting for you to come out this one a year. Right now, she buffering a little bit
yeah.
because she didn't eat because
sluggish.
She had to make sure the kids mm-hmm. could eat. She had to make sure she left enough food prepared at home for Grammy, who is semi-independent.
We get that.
Right? And so you may not see the impact immediately, but understand that you feel it with a better or more effective functioning society.
I felt some kind of way last week. Was it last? Either last week or week before we did a feeding, and we got a phone call from a lady who said, "You know, I really missed our kitchen. Right now is being renovated. So we normally do a Thursday feeding, and last week a company came in and sponsored one, and we divvied it up and brought the food in, and they dished it up and took it out. So she hadn't gotten anything from us for a while. She said, in the office, the people tease her when they're putting their money together and they buy in from here and buy in from there. And she doesn't eat at lunchtime because
yeah.
she don't have it.
Yeah.
She don't have it, you know, and they want to call her cheap and call her. Listen,
you have to stop that.
Like you say.
You don't know how much insurance costs?
Oh, gosh.
And you cannot tell, because ain't nobody better than dressing up a problem than us, babies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we can look good.
Yes, no matter the situation.
Okay, we can look good.
I got a text here.
No food, though.
How do you select your beneficiaries? Like, do you have like a lottery both Feeding Network and AML, like, do you have a lottery system where NGOs can say, let's say, be putting in our name for the next round of support?
For us, as Mona Lisa would have said, we already have 130 partners that we are trying to keep up with. Okay. Yeah. All right. So at this time, we are unable to accept another partner until we get more money coming in.
Okay.
And so what we and we're even at the point now where we have to alternate our giving. At one point, we used to be able to give packages to all 100 plus of those every month. Mm-hmm. Now we have to alternate. All right.
Okay.
And my goal is to get back every month.
What's the name I supposed to put on a check? Tell me the name right now.
Bahamas Feeding Network.
Okay. This is good.
That's all. So we already have the partners. So there's no lottery. If you send in, we have it there, we see your need, and, you know, we'll just add you.
All right.
You know, once you're verified.
We are down to the last moments of the show. Just before I give you ladies the last word, I want to leave my people with some tips. Right? Y'all see me today? You see me looking fly?
Very fly, very fly.
In my red Androsia Islands in the Bahamas shirt.
Yes.
I'm wearing the red for the FNM today because I wore my Brave with Wave with Brave.
Oh, yesterday.
And then I have on the black for the COI.
Okay.
I met the candidate this morning. A wonderful exchange, right? But I just shop at the Salvation Army.
There you go.
I went to the Bahamas Film Festival and I met Sophie Onikoto in my Salvation Army outfit.
There you go.
And she and I had a good laugh about how I bought my clothes, right? Dear young people, take advantage of these entities in your country. Another thing I want to tell you about...
And some of them have tags on them still.
Food Store Deli. When you go to the Food Store Deli, you could tell them how much money you have and how to limit your serving. You could get just what you have, right? And because sometimes you just need something yummy to tide you over until you go home and make that meal.
Yeah.
Right? $2, $3, you could get something to satisfy yourself for the rest of the day. Keep you solid. Don't mind these people. They be looking at me in the deli line like, that's a woman who be on the radio who sound like she rich. I tell them, that's right, keep it under $3. Right? I also tell them, if it's swimming in gravy, it could be fish. That's what the Rasta man say.
There you go.
Ladies, the last word?
Yes, and so we are inviting all of our listeners today to come out to any of the Solomon's Fresh Market, Crossright Exuma Markets, Domino's, or Exuma Market stores and fight hunger with us today. The initiative ends December 17th, guys. So we're inviting you into the food store this weekend. Don't wait for the last week. Get in there this weekend and, you know, make cash donations at the register or via our online shopping platforms. You can donate your existing My Solomon Smart Rewards loyalty points, or you can go right ahead and make a $5,000 check. Write a $5,000 check today to help feed 5,000.
Give up one specialty coffee or one weekend drink. Just one.
Yeah.
Just one.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Listen, you guys... Thanksgiving is coming. Everybody want to be normal. Let's help everybody participate in this vibe. Listen, producer, I love this song, man. My Thanksgiving lunch vendor, she provides a modular lunch. So you could add on. So you could share your lunch with your mommy who ain't buying her own lunch.
Right.
She eating lunch with you on Thanksgiving Day. She got a modular dinner.
Okay.
Adding on pieces. Mm-hmm. You guys, let's help each other to make it work.
Yeah.
With each other working together, we all.
And think about the fact that you looking at pictures on Facebook and talking about struggly. Some people would die for that struggly. Food that you laughing at.
That's right.
So
that's
give. Right. Give.
Give and give thanks. This has been On the Clock with Aaron Green. You guys stay tuned because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.